With Talking Health, I'm Jack Terry. This week in Talking Health, we'll be looking at the government's upcoming mental health care plans and how they could change the way it is dealt with in the UK. 1 in 4 people in the UK will experience a mental health issue at some point in our lives, with as many as 1 in 6 of us experiencing a problem in any given week. As these numbers have been on the rise for the last decade, many have pushed the government to increase spending on mental health and to raise awareness. So, in answer to this, Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has promised measures to recruit 21,000 new mental health specialists to treat an extra 1 million patients by 2021. The current budget for mental health would not cover this new cost, but the government claims it will increase current funds by £1 billion to cover recruitment and pay. Yet, the Royal College of Nursing has been quoted as saying that the plans do not add up. They're concerned there may not be enough time to adequately train new professionals to deal with the rising number of mental health cases, with treatment sometimes being a lengthy, complex process, not just a quick fix. Furthermore, given the recent government cut of bursaries for student nurses, many are wondering where these new specialists will come from. Janet Davies, chief executive of the RCN, has said that, quote, "It is clear the government will need to work hard just to get back the number of specialist staff working in mental health services in 2010. Under this government, there are 5,000 fewer mental health nurses, and that goes some way to explaining why patients are being failed." Despite this, the plan promises 2,000 new nurses and therapists for children, adolescents, and young adults, 2,900 new therapists for adults, and an extra 4,800 specialists for crisis care. This is definitely a step in the right direction, with as much as 20% of people in the UK experiencing suicidal thoughts at some point in their lives. If this plan works, it would be a vast improvement for thousands of people who are struggling to receive the care they deserve. With Talking Health, I'm Jack Terry.